Are you in a couple and looking to find a third? Or are you single and searching for a dating app that actually encourages you to embrace your sexual side? Then you need to check out Field. Field is the alternative dating app for couples and singles. As the largest dating community of progressive humans across the globe, Field connects the curious and the open-minded. Field has built a community for awesome, ethical, and honest people, and aims to create a world where everyone can explore their desires without judgment and design their relationships. The app is inclusive to all, no matter your gender or orientation. When you join, you can choose from more than 20+ sexual and gender identity options. With radical open-mindedness designed into the app, you can share freely about your sexuality, no matter how traditional or kinky you may be. Nonconformity and shame-free individuality is what Field is all about. And here's some great news. You can download the Field app for free and support our show by using the link in this episode's description. Cassandra allowed her gaze to slip away from the book she was reading and toward the beautiful young woman cleaning one of the study's windows. Her name was Beth, and she was in her early 20s. It showed. Her body was petite and firm, her tits so perky, pressing against the front of her uniform. Her blonde hair was neatly combed in a tight bun as instructed. All of the female servants at the massive estate were required to wear a blue dress with a white apron in front, with matching hats and no makeup. And even with that professional-looking outfit, and no lipstick or eyeshadow to enhance her beauty, Beth was still striking. Cassandra had inherited her fortune, that was true, but she hadn't just laid back and enjoyed the good life. She worked hard, tripling the money her father had left her, making a name for herself. She was now in her late 30s, and someone businesswoman all over the UK admired. Her work was hardly focused on her work at the moment, though. She couldn't get her eyes off the gorgeous blonde woman for more than a few seconds at a time. Beth was too gorgeous, her petite body so tempting, her eyes so brown and filled with sweet naivety. Looking over her shoulder, Beth stared back at her employer and flushed profusely when she noticed she was staring her way again. It had been this way since the day she began working at that place. And though it was sometimes awkward, she had to admit she loved the attention. Cassandra was drop-dead gorgeous, especially for a woman closer to her 40s than her 30s. Her hair was jet black, so long it reached her still firm, beautiful ass. Her legs were impossibly long, her style magnificent. Every single time she walked into a room, it felt like she owned the place. Well, she did, of course, since this was her home, but it wasn't about real ownership. It was about the confidence she exuded. Beth was sure Cassandra would look that way wherever she went. Of course, the lady of the house immediately noticed that adorable flush and the tiny smile tugging at Beth's full lips. That was the sign she had been waiting for. Beth wanted this too, and oh, now that she knew it, Cassandra wasn't going to wait much longer to indulge in her aching desires. Hours ticked by slowly, but dinner finally arrived, and after it, bedtime. The servants had already either left for the nearby city where they lived, or headed up to their bedrooms if they lodged at the mansion. Beth was one of the employees that had decided to take the free boarding, included in her contract should she prefer avoiding paying for rent in the city. And Cassandra knew exactly where her room was located. It wasn't a mere chance that had landed Beth in the room further from the rest of the servants. Cassandra had known she wanted the young woman since the moment she laid eyes on her for the first time. It was just a matter of time. Cassandra wouldn't make a move until she noticed Beth reciprocating her attention. And that midday, It had finally happened. Cassandra didn't knock. She opened the door slowly and stepped inside, feeling no shame or guilt at all. They were both consenting adults, and if Beth wanted her to leave, she'd do so at once. She knew that wouldn't happen, though. The look of desire in the blonde girl's eyes had been too revealing. "Miss Cassandra!" Beth gasped. Sitting up on her bed, she had been lying there, wearing nothing but a long t-shirt, watching TV with only the light by her side table on. She tugged at the sheets and was about to pull them up over her legs when she noticed the look in Cassandra's hazel eyes. They looked so filled with desire, with lustful arousal, and her body looked so amazing clad in that tight trench coat. "Is everything okay?" she asked softly, as Cassandra walked sensually toward the bed. "Oh, everything is okay," Cassandra purred, unbuttoning the coat and letting it fall heavily onto the ground. She was wearing nothing underneath that thin layer of clothes, and so the instant the coat slipped down onto the floor, Beth got to see her employer in all her glory. Her breasts were ample and gorgeous, her nipples fully erect, her hips wide and lovely. Her pussy was neatly trimmed and noticeably wet. Beth gasped once more, but this time a playful little grin began growing upon her face. "Oh, I see," she whispered softly, and inhaled sharply when Cassandra climbed on top of her bed, and then began crawling up her body. Beth let the older woman do just that, quivering with anticipation. "Yes, you certainly do. I've been aching for you since the first day I saw you, Beth. You want me, don't you?" Cassandra hissed dominantly, staring deep into the young woman's eyes. Her naked body was straddling Beth's lap then, and her tits were pressed against her own bosom. "Say it."
I want it," she immediately replied, quivering all over as Cassandra's fingers rolled down the loose t-shirt.
She quickly pulled it over her head, grinning as she noticed Beth wasn't wearing a bra. Underneath it, just a pair of red panties.
Lovely.
Beth's body was as gorgeous as Cassandra had imagined it would be. Her tits were smallish, but impossibly perky. Her pink nipples hard as rock. She immediately began kissing her way down Beth's petite body, and soon reached those lovely tits, suckling at one of her nipples and then the other, making the younger woman moan and gasp for more. Her hands slipped up and down Beth's silhouette, groping, pinching, and caressing with growing passion. It didn't take her long to keep kissing her way south, and finally reached that sweet spot between Beth's thighs. Cassandra parted her lips and slid her tongue out, licking at Beth's pussy eagerly, hungrily. Beth closed her eyes and let herself be eaten out so intensely by her employer. Beth closed her eyes and let herself be eaten out so intensely by her employer. Lost in the throes of passion, it felt so goddamn good. Bolts of pleasure rushing up and down, lighting up every single nerve. Her moans filled the room along with the sloppy sounds of Cassandra's tongue and lips rolling all over the younger woman's cunt.
"Oh yes, yes, Miss Cassandra, don't stop. It feels so good. It feels so good."
Cassandra had no plans of stopping, not until the blonde, gorgeous girl orgasmed all over her face. She ached to taste that orgasm so badly. Beth's juices tasted like ambrosia already. Her tongue continued to lap up and down Beth's pussy, flickering that engorged clit limberly, and she kept going, moving faster and faster until that wonderful moment finally arrived. Beth squealed out loud,
arching her back and clenching her hands in tight balls, her toes bending as she embraced one of the most powerful orgasms of her life. She panted heavily as the pleasure reached new peaks, out of breath, quivering from head to toes. Only once that intense peak began to slip away between her fingers, or rather, Cassandra's tongue and lips, did she collapse onto the mattress, panting heavily, her breasts moving up and down rhythmically. "Did you like it, gorgeous?" Cassandra purred playfully, nibbling at Beth's inner thigh, making her gasp out loud. The older woman slipped up Beth's body, leaving a trail of kisses until she reached her full lips. They made out passionately, tongues dancing together fiercely. Beth wanted so much more. She ached for another orgasm. Cassandra had left her wanting more, more, more. "Oh God, yes," Beth squealed back, knowing all too well that this was only the beginning of something amazing. Cassandra was too confident, so gorgeous, so dominant, all traits that drove Beth crazy with desire. She could only imagine what Cassandra had in mind for them next, and she was surely looking forward to finding out.